Mark, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Building energy ratings is why you called in. Landlords just aren't displaying the BER.
Well, not only landlords, sellers as well. So a lot of time is wasted when you're trying to buy a house and look at it and then determine, okay, it takes a huge amount of money to fix it up. So I was in both positions, actually. We tried to buy a house last year, and at least half of them didn't have a BER. You go in, have a closer look and see, okay, that's more work than I have, in the kitty to fix a house up once I buy it. So, but it's even worse on the rental market. So we then went back and rented a house this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did a search today just to give you some numbers on this. I went on My Home, everything to rent in Dublin, that's about 750 properties, yeah? And only 250 of them have a BER. So on the other two-thirds, you're at a guess if you're paying 100 on gas and electricity or 200 or 250 every month. And that can leave some families in a big surprise, I suppose.
Absolutely. How high up your list of priorities is the BER?
Well, it's the second after location, I suppose, because it's the one cost that you can basically not control. It's heating and electricity, and that might make a difference. You know, if you have a standard three-bed semi-detached, and two halves, one is a D1, one is a E2, you wouldn't see the difference if you go in and looking to rent it and have a viewing. They might look nice in the same way, but one might give you...
Hello, Mark. Are you still there? Sorry,
you
faded us on it there. Go on. The difference in cost monthly between heating a D1 and an E2?
Yeah, there would be about 100 in gas and electricity.
Really?
So, and you wouldn't see a difference without having the assessment. And, well, most of the people, most of the landlords don't display it, as I just pointed out. Even in Dublin, where the rental market is, well...
Now, just because they're not displaying it doesn't mean that they don't necessarily have it. I mean, when you've talked to landlords, are they able to tell you what the BER rating is?
Sometimes they are. But usually you talk to the estate agents, and they work on behalf of the landlord, and they try to avoid the issue, even though they're legally compelled it. I read the legislation that, and I wrote that down in a shortened version. It says, a person who offers for sale or letting, and any agent on behalf of such person shall ensure that the BER is stated in any advertisements. And it's just not enforced.
And it only costs, I think, is it about 100 euro, 150 euro at the most to get your average two- or three-bedroomed house assessed?
Yes. That's in detail with, two, three pages of assessment, what can be done to improve it and where the, bottlenecks are, if so to speak.
But you could get the rating anyway for around about 100 quid, and you say landlords just aren't doing it.
Yes, landlords aren't. And for sellers, they have to have one once it goes to the sale. But before, the estate agents take advantage of all those people looking for houses, and they are at the guess what the BER is, and go in, and there's 15, 20 families showing up for a viewing, and then realize, okay, after a closer look, I can't afford to fix up this place, because, to be honest, a lot of the houses on the market need to be fixed up, and that are in any affordable range for a family, first-time buyer. That's what we would have been.
So, landlords, 1-850-715-815, why are you not displaying your BER? Is it an oversight on your part, or have you just not bothered your Barney doing it, or are you afraid that if you do display what the true energy rating of the house is, that people like Mark would just say, no, thanks very much, I'll move on? But, Mark, I would imagine, frankly, given the state of the rental market at the moment, that you can't afford to be that choosy. I mean, if you need somewhere to live, you're just going to have to take the first thing that you're at the top of the queue for.
Well, kind of that's what we had to do. The house we're renting now has single glazed windows, so it's a BERG. But on the other hand, a similar house in that location that has a better BER would have been at least €300 a month dearer. It's a four bedroom. So, and so it works out. But at least we had the information, and you could do something about that yourself then with this information that is in the assessment and stop some drafts, for example. That's the big thing.
Yeah, so what you're losing in electricity and gas bills, you're saving in cheaper rent, but still. All right, good point. Thank you very much, Mark. Take care of yourself. Good luck.
1850-715-815. 1850-715-815.
Going back to the point that Mark raised earlier on about the number of, or the very, very small number of houses for rent that are actually advertising their BER, their building energy rating certificates. Christina, you're a landlady.
That's correct, Philip, I am.
And have you got BERs on your properties?
I have. The minute the legislation came in, I went and I got my BER certs.
And how many tenants have asked you for them?
A few now, but they've only just, it wouldn't be a, you know, a big factor. But I when I advertise, I put down the energy rating. I'm not a property tycoon or anything. I just have a few properties.
He was saying, though, the point that Mark was making is that there's up to €100 in the difference in your electricity and your gas bill at the end of every month between, what do you say, a D1 and an E2 kind of house. So it's the sort of thing that should matter to tenants.
Well, I'm sure it was if you could go by the actual BER cert.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of boxes to be ticked on the cert. And my understanding is that a lot of those are German prototype, and our buildings are not the same as the Germans. I read an article that indicated that.
And anyway, you say never made any difference to any of your tenants.
Well, from my experience, it wouldn't put a tenant off. But then I keep my properties in the good nick, and I upgrade them, and I am down the country, so the property market wouldn't be as large as it is in Dublin. So we're living in a different country, actually, down here.
Do people really just have to take whatever is on the market at the time?
Not at all. There is a choice of anything that goes up now for rental or sale. There's a choice a tenant can have.
Mark Shirley, you're in the business of doing BERs. How many of them are you doing a year?
Anywhere between 600 and 700 per year.
And does that strike you as, given the number of houses that clearly don't have them, as a relatively small number?
No, I mean, the problem up until recently has been, there hasn't been a huge amount of enforcement. But in the middle of last year, there was new legislation started to be enforced much more rigidly. And a lot of the auctioneers and the estate agents went back out to their customers again, even though they would have contacted them maybe a couple of times over the previous number of years, to tell them that they had to get BERs done.
Is this for house sales or for rentals now, Mark? For both.
It's a legal requirement for either.
And so it's one that's much more easily enforceable, obviously, when somebody is selling a house. But does it tend to get overlooked, do you think, in the rental market?
Well, it probably depends on how the landlord is putting the unit up for rental. Okay, I know certainly a lot of the colleges and the local authorities will insist on a BER before they'll even entertain you advertising a property. And certainly, my understanding was that the major websites like My Home and Daft and so on also look for both the building energy rating itself and the rating number before you can upload now. But there's probably a lot of legacy properties on there that got away with being advertised without having it. So hopefully this is a diminishing phenomenon that we see.
Is there anything to stop me from advertising a house on any of the websites and just saying it's a D1? Do I have to actually provide the certificate?
You're supposed to provide the certificate number, and the certificate number is publicly traceable. So you can do a Google search for National BER Register, And if a BER number is advertised on, shown on an advertisement, whether it's website or paper, whatever it might be, you can look up that BER number, and it should obviously correspond to the property that's being advertised. And if not, then either someone's made a dreadful error or is deliberately misleading the potential tenant.
Christina, does it feel just like another one of those things that you have to do, and there must be countless little bits of form filling and bill paying for landlords?
Yes, well, in my experience, yes. You know, it's just another box that some agency decided we should tick, but the relevance of it to the actual house and the heating of it, nobody has actually told me how much difference it can make.
Well, Mark, that's something that I'm sure that you would take issue with.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, if you take a like-for-like situation, two houses side by side, and one is advertised as a D1 and one is a B3, and if everything else is the same, the number of bedrooms and the price and so on, it's a fairly clear line indication that the person who's living in the B-rated house has invested time and money in making the house more comfortable by doing energy upgrades, and should be more attractive to someone who's buying it or renting it. I can appreciate that any landlord at the moment, particularly outside of the major conurbations, are under severe pressure for money. But the reality is, it's the law. I suppose that's the stick. The carrot is, if you advertise your property with a good BER, it should rent faster than one that has no BER.
And the saving that your namesake thought that he was making, maybe €100 a month in one house over another, does that sound overstated to you or about right?
No, it sounds about right. And I mean, there's also the RSI recently published a report that put a value of, I believe it was 1.8% per BER rating on the value of a house. So there's both the physical monthly cost, if you will, in energy consumption, but there's also the actual value to the house in having a good BER versus a poor BER. I mean, in my experience, you'll find that a lot of people who don't have BERs is because they know that the houses won't rate well, and they're not inclined to get it done because they're effectively advertising an inefficient building.
When there's really, there's grants out there, tell me about the grants. Do you have do landlords find that they have to spend too much money in order to be able to avail of the grants for it to be worth their while?
No, I mean, the grant is available on the property, not on the landlord. So whether someone has one house or 10 houses, they can avail of a grant on all of the properties if need be. The grants are they're an incentive. They're not going to pay for energy upgrades wholesale. They are an incentive, though, for people to do something. And quite often what happens is, whilst they're doing that upgrade, they'll make other changes. It could be cosmetic changes. So they might wait for a tenant to turn over, or obviously if they're putting a house up for sale, they might try and improve the BER. But the grants are there from SEI. Everyone's entitled to them. There's absolutely no bar. It's very simple. It can all be done online if that's what you want to do. And, you know, we go in, we survey the house after the work has been done, publish the BER, and then the money's paid straight back into your bank account. It's actually a very, very efficient system.
All right, Christina, Mark, well, thank you both very much. Fair play. We'll take another break.